Comic actor Dudley Moore is dead. Moore was best known to Americans for his role as a lovable drunk in the 1981 movie Arthur.
A real woman could stop you from drinking.
It has to be a real big woman.
Arthur, will you take my hand?
That would leave you with one.
In his native Britain, Moore was a national hero. In the 1960s, he made his name there in a landmark BBC comedy series. Not only, but also, with Peter Cook, sent comedy in a new direction, where actors ad-libbed and satire ruled. Moore was also one quarter of the comedy act Beyond the Fringe. Here he is with the troupe in the 1960s, playing an upper-crust snob at the symphony, waiting for the royal family.
Look, see up there? That's the royal box. Yeah, yeah. But there's no royal people in it at the moment. No royalty there. No royal personage gracing the royal box. Unless, of course, they're crouching.
Moore was as good at the piano as he was with a one-liner. He studied music at Oxford on scholarship and later worked his musical ability into his comedy act. He went on to land big Hollywood roles, Bedazzled with Peter Cook and Raquel Welch, Arthur with John Gielgud and Liza Minnelli, and Ten, directed by Blake Edwards, opposite Bo Derek in her famous bathing suit and cornrows. Despite being 5'2", Moore appeared with glamorous leading ladies. He once called himself a sex thimble. Jonathan Miller was his Beyond the Fringe collaborator.
He was irresistible to women. As soon as he walked onto the stage, you could feel a sort of great sigh go through the audience. He had a curious sort of charm, which was a paradoxical in a way, because he was the opposite of what, you know, the hunks that everyone, you used to yearn for, like Clark Gable and Gary Cooper and so forth. And yet, I think he could have wiped the floor with any of them.
Moore said he chose comedy out of survival. He was born with a club foot, making him an easy target for bullies.
Your trousers get pulled down at lunchtime and you get beaten up and your pencil box gets thrown across the room and you realize something's gone horribly wrong and you start trying to make people laugh.
Moore also had a respectable career as a jazz musician, occasionally writing and arranging his own tunes. Here he is on NPR's Marian McPartland's Piano Jazz, performing his own Charlotte's theme and Nikki's theme from the movie 6 Weeks. Dudley Moore lost his battle with a rare brain disorder yesterday. He was 66 years old.